Good evening. This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. So, do we have any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be August 16th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center, which is on 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find our preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. I am now listening for any stations that are portable, battery-powered, or mobile. Who would like to join us this evening? Please call now. I am now listening for any stations who are on EchoLink. Who would like to join us this evening? I will pause for 15 seconds.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in through EchoLink from North Oneonta tonight. And Kathy, it looks like I'm the only one in the queue.
Okay, Kevin, glad to have you join us this evening. And how are things in North Oneonta?
All right, yeah, good evening, Kathy, and everyone on board. This is KD2FPM out here in Oneonta, and I'm sitting here in the living room of my parental unit's house with my brother and his wife from Texas and my fiance who's here and my sister from Albany and all of their kids that are here. So we're just kind of hanging out, having some nice conversation. I figured I would just demonstrate EchoLink and how I can chat with you guys in Boonville. All right, with that, I'll say 7-3, KD2FPM, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin, well, give a fine greeting to your family and others. Hope you're having a good time. That's nice to get together with the family. Great. All right, this is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Kathy. WA2U.
KD2AIT, good evening, Kathy.
All right, that recognizes George, John, and Jeff. Anyone else who would like to join us? Okay, George, you're up to bat. How are things with you this evening?
Well, good evening, Kathy and John and everybody else out there, Jeff and everyone. We got a temperature here on the mountainside of 73 degrees after a range today, 61 to a muggy 85. It's still 83 in the house here, yet even though it's 73 out, I got the fan going since 4 o'clock, and probably around 10 or so I'll turn it off when I go to bed. I'm on the 9-volt power. Well, because the sun is down, the one to run the battery is down. So that's what's happening here. I got a hold of recently of an GEMSL radio. That's a considerably newer version of the custom MVP synthesized. need any problem to program it. Got it, they're supposed to be programmed for 52525 and 52540, so I haven't had a chance to try that out yet. I had that a couple weeks here now. And I have to give it a try sometime on a 6-meter antenna, and if we could get down there to get a simplex portable, a 6-meter portable out, we can try a little simplex with it. So that's about it here on the mountainside. We'll say God bless in 73, then 2 PSM clear.
Already, George? Yay, a new radio. Wow, new acquisitions are always a good time. Excellent. 6 meters is a lot of fun. So, good. Well, glad to hear you're doing well. We've got 70 degrees here, a couple degrees cooler, and it was terrible today. I don't like the heat very much. We were in, our thermometer said 96, but I don't know if it was that hot out there. It's, I don't know if it's completely correct, but... All right, very good, George. Up next is John.
Good evening, WA2U. Well, good evening to you, George, and Jeff, and Kevin James, and anyone else that's on frequency on the Echolink, or those that might check in, or those listening. So, yeah, it was toasty. It was warm out yesterday. Had a busy day yesterday. I went out and took the larger saw and went out and started cutting up the really big tree up by the road that the town had knocked down. So, took a while. Yeah, I always seem to pick one of the hottest days. I couldn't have got absorbed any more moisture than what I had on my clothes when I came in. It was just incredible. But I've got a lot of the wood cut up, and then we put it in the power wolf and brought it over and fired up the wood splitter, so we got quite a bit of wood here for a couple more fire rings. But we still got a big chunk of the tree left at the bottom. It's got to be 30 inches in diameter, so took me a while to get through some of the top on that, but we're whittling away at it, as they say. Pieces are so big that I just put them on a dolly and bring them over to where the wood splitters can't even pick them up. So anyways, so the wood splitter got to work out. Let's see. Ended up duplicating some CDs today. I'm going to reset. Got some of those today, and we've got a couple of flags we've got to put up. One mounted to the house. We've got a flagpole for the center of the garden, 25-footer. So there's always a project going on. Last night it was warm. We had about 8 people here. But the fire ring, I don't think we got that started until like 8:30. It was just so toasty. And then once we got it going, everybody's backing up from it. So, it was a really nice evening, and we had no precipitation. However, now we're looking forward for that. So, it doesn't come from the sky. It's going to come from the garden hose, one way or the other. Garden seems to be doing very, very well, so... Turn it back over to Nat, and maybe there'll be some additional people joining us here this evening, WATU.
Okay, John, thanks for joining us this evening. And yeah, the garden's doing well. I had my first tomato today, and I had a bean big enough to eat, and next day or two we're going to have lots and lots of beans. So it's moving along nicely. All right, up next, AIT. Jeff, I bet you're at camp.
Well, you would win that bet. Yes, we are definitely up at camp tonight. We're cooking up some steaks, and we're having a good time, and good to hear John out there. And, yeah, we're splitting up a bunch of firewood here this weekend. That's our big goal. Anyway, we'll see what happens. But we're having a good time. It's good to hear George out there. He sounds good. He was, I know last week when we talked, he was down a little bit, but he sounds real good tonight, so I guess that new diet's working out. Anyway, not a lot to report here. We're up here at camp. The black, not the black flies, the deer flies are unmerciful right now, but we have a little solution for them, so we're taking care of them. And we're having a good time. The steaks are almost done. We're getting ready to have a big feast here up at camp. So KD2AIT back to the control. Good to hear everybody.
All right, Jeff. Well, thanks for joining us, and enjoy your feast out. And I bet you got the fellows up there with you, too. So, good. Very good. So, this is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for further check-ins. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this point in time? Please call now.
WA2 is an info.
Go ahead.
Okay, this coming Sunday, I believe that's the 24th, there's a ham fest at the Deerfield Fire Department. I guess it starts at 8 in the morning. It's about $5 to get in, I guess. So that's not too far for a lot of people. Deerfield Fire Department this coming Sunday, July 24th, starting at 8 a.m. I believe the talk and frequency is 146.76. 146.76 with a minus offset. No PL required, so. Some of these smaller ham fests are actually the best ham fests to go. Often I hear of people finding nice little treasures or things they've been looking at. The big ones are fun too, but some of the smaller ones, and it's a good chance to see some people that are in your own amateur radio community. It's sort of like a ham fest combination family get together, so to speak. So. I know years ago we often used to talk about the ones they used to have in Rome at Beck's Grove. And that's been a long time since they had them, but there's a lot of little ones around, so just wanted to mention that. Okay, WA2, back to that. Everyone have a great weekend.
Okay, thanks for that information, John. Always good to hear about what ham fests are around. All right, one more call up before I close the net. Any other stations who would like to join? Our service net here is KC2YXN. Please call now. All right, before I close the net this evening, I'll go for a Friday evening chuckle. So here we go. A guy goes to visit his grandmother, and while he's talking to her, he starts eating peanuts that are on the coffee table. Then, as he's leaving after his visit, he says, "Thanks for the peanuts, Grandma. Sorry I ate them all." She says, "That's okay. Since I lost my dentures, I can only suck the chocolate off of them anyway." I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net, but before I do that, I would like to thank Kevin, George, John, and Jeff for joining us this evening, and all those who are listening, scanner listeners and others, maybe sometime you'll join us, sure, ham radio operator. Everybody have a great weekend. I will now return the frequency to regular amateur use. Enjoy whatever it is this weekend that you do, and stay cool. Let's hope for rain. This is KC2YXN clear.
KD2DXF, Matthew Utica for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Center. I'm going to call up on the KC2MB repeater tonight, looking for stations so far. Check in with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. This is Axon.
Says KD2AIT, good evening. No traffic.
KD2AIT, thank you, Jeff, for your check-in. This is Act. I'm looking for any further stations. last call for Oxon. Alright, nothing further heard. Thank you all. Check in. Thank you for the phone call. Amateur Radio Club, for you for your fitter tonight. This is KD2DXF returning to next control at W2MO.